It's Saturday the 3rd of November. It's about 20 past midnight. It's cold and we're all very tired. But still, welcome to Napod Pomo, day 3. It was my bright idea to basically record this directly after the podcast recording on Friday night in order to be able to get all this out of the way so that on Saturday morning I didn't have to worry about getting up early and getting a show ready and stuff like that. That was the idea. So far, so good. I also wanted to try and get a guest on the show for this particular episode of Napod Pomo, and I've managed. The only problem is, the poor bugger, he's sat down there, down in the south of England, and he's cold, and he's tired, and we just want to go to bed, don't you, John?
I do indeed. It's very cold, and I'm standing up and shivering a bit, and yes, it's past my bedtime. I'm not used to these late nights.
You sound cold, that's the weird thing about it. Anyway, so yes, welcome, John the Nice Guy Spriggs, the founder, creator, runner, maintainer, whatever, of cchits.net, which is the Creative Commons podcast chart voting kind of thing. I'm sure you can do a better job than me of explaining.
That's about what I tend to come out with as well, so... It usually starts with, well, it's kind of complicated, but...
It's not complicated once you understand it, and I realise how backwards that sounds.
Mm-hmm. It's a very simple concept, but it's difficult to explain.
In a nutshell, what you have is you have a website, and on the front page of that website, there is a chart, and that chart details the popularity of songs that have been submitted to the CC Hits website in its lifetime, is that right?
Yes, there's a very slight vote adjustment in there based on the number of times a track appears on a show. But yes,
yeah.
Effectively, how popular that track is over its life.
And off the back of that, you then have three podcasts. You have the Daily Exposure Show, which is a random picking of any track that is in the system that hasn't been featured in the Daily Exposure Show yet. You then have the weekly show, which is the digest of the last 7 days plus the three highest voted tracks from the week before. And then you have the monthly show, which is a global chart or is it time limited? I can never remember.
Global chart.
It's a global chart. So the 40 most popular tracks on the site at that moment in time.
Correct.
Right. Now, you know I've completely and totally bought into this concept, but for those people that have never heard of CC Hits or even have a concept of what Creative Commons is all about, can you just give us a brief explanation of what CC Hits is and why you created it?
So, Creative Commons Music. We'll start with the easy bit. Creative Commons Music is music that encourages people to share that music. So, artists will release a track, and then there are a few different tweaks and ways of doing things. But the basic license says anyone can take this track and share it with their friends as an initial starting point. You get other tweaks that you can say you can share it with anyone in a non-commercial way, or you can share it with people in a commercial way if you wish. You can share it with people and make adjustments to it and those sorts of things, but they're all ultimately the key thing about Creative Commons is it's all about sharing, and that's what I really like about Creative Commons Music, and I think that's really the kind of the message that you're trying to explain to people about Creative Commons, it's all about sharing.
So as far as CC Hits is concerned, was it driven by the fact of wanting to share Creative Commons music and making it more available?
Yeah. I'd heard some really great Creative Commons music in quite a few different places, and I got really quite passionate about the idea of kind of getting that great music out to people. There were some other bits sort of right at the beginning of the project about getting it into commercial premises and things like that, and frankly I've not really had the time to pursue that kind of dream with CC Hits. So the next thing, well, so the more important thing really about Creative Commons is the sharing thing, and that's the bit that I'm really pushing at the moment, is to get people listening to it so that they can experience Creative Commons music, tell more people about it, find more tracks that aren't Creative Commons by listening to podcasts and radio shows that are playing Creative Commons music. So,
and CC Hits is a way of making the listener of the CC Hits service aware of other podcasts that play Creative Commons music as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen that in the chat room during the show before. Actually, there was somebody listening who said that they'd seen the Bugcast being listed on quite a few of the tracks that they'd voted on, and they wanted to see kind of more about where that, you know, where this source of music was coming from. So they came and had a listen to the show and really liked it, so came and listened on a more regular basis and joined the chat room tonight for the first time, I believe.
Yeah, second time actually, but yes, that it was CC Hits that brought that person to the Bugcast, so it proves that it works.
Does indeed.
Now, like I said right at the very beginning of this chat, I've totally and utterly bought into the concept and the purpose behind CC Hits. And that is why, you know, we play a very high proportion of Creative Commons music on the show. Like tonight's, or last night's show even, all 8 tracks were Creative Commons. Now, I've fed each of those tracks into the CC Hits system. What kind of happens from there?
So when a track is submitted to CC Hits, there's a 2 or 3 stage form that the person submitting the track goes through. It's relatively straightforward. Again, it's one of those things where once it's explained to you, it makes a lot of sense. But once it's in there, there's a script that runs every morning. It's around about 7 o'clock UTC thereabouts that generates the show. So that's done by all sorts of technical wizardry, which I could go into. And if you're interested, the scripts are all open source. Feel free to ping me and I'll the link to where the scripts are. So if you want to go and sort of tear your eyes out at the atrocious coding, please, you know, feel free. So it runs through that script. That builds the daily show. Once a week, that same script also builds the weekly show. So if it's been played this week, or if it's in the top 3 rated tracks the week before, it's run through again through that show creator. And then every month, the votes, in fact actually every day, the chart is recalculated in the morning every day. There are some other stats that are generated at the same time, but I have no way of actually getting those into a usable state at the moment, whilst I'm still kind of finding exactly how I want them to be rendered, and I've not really had a lot of time to look at how that's going to come out. But yeah, it's it just you run the script, and it builds the shows, and then when you as a listener listens to the show, to all of these shows, at various points during the show, so on the daily show it says at the beginning and the end of the show, on the weekly and monthly shows, every 4 to 8 tracks it says you can vote for this track at URL. So you go to that URL and you get a button which says you heard this track by artist on this show. You like this track? If you say I like this track, you get taken to another page which explains what the track is, where you can get it, where you can, where else it's been played, the number of votes it's had, what chart position it's had, all those sorts of things. It's stats, it's just stats. So, you know, if you're a stat junkie, you know, feel free to do what you want with it. And all the data that is used to make up the chart and the shows, if you want to see the tracks that haven't yet made it into the system, if you want to see the tracks that haven't been played on a show yet, the database is all open as well. Completely open. Again, it's really hard to find where that link is, but that's because of my technical incompetence with writing websites rather than because it's not there. So if you want to know more about how to get into the underlying stuff, if you want to know more about getting involved in the project, give me a shout. John at sprig.gs, or a better URL if you're confused is show@cchits.net.
Do you want me to stick that in the show notes for this show?
That would be great if awesome. You could do that. Yes, please.
Now, I'm picking up, and Moggers87, who's actually in the Bugcast chat room, is also picking up, and the fact that you are sounding extremely cold, so I'm not going to keep any longer. So just the final thing I want you to do then is just tell people where they can find the site.
So cchits.net is where you can find out about the site, and the link... It is not actually anywhere on the front page. Is cchits.net/about, and that will tell you about getting more involved in the site. I keep meaning to write that in and keep forgetting. And if you want to get in touch with me, it's show@cchits.net, and I'll talk you through whatever you want to know about CC Hits.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, John. I believe you've chosen a track to play us out.
I have. Indeed. It's We All Fall Down by Lorenzo's Music, who are currently the number one rated track on cchits.net. This alone knows how they managed to knock Dan Lynch's track off the number one spot, but they managed it quite a while ago. But yes, they're the current number ones. And yeah, Music Manumit is a show that's done by the lead singer of Lorenzo's Music, and I've had a couple of interviews with them, so that's probably how they've got on the number one spot. Not that I had anything to do with that, but you know, if you get involved in CC Hits, you start finding more and more ways to get involved. Awesome. And that made absolutely no sense whatsoever. It's far too cold to be thinking. I'm very sorry, Dave.
Now, as Mog has said, go and get yourself a hot water bottle.
That's a really good idea, if only I'd have thought about a week ago.
All right, John, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Thank you, everybody else, for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow. We'll leave you with Lorenzo's Music. This track is called We All Fall Down. Catch you tomorrow.
On the way to top game, I feel like going home now. Now, feels and turns to luck. Words aren't making it, it seems.